People of color are vastly underrepresented in children's literature. The situation is slowly changing, but not authentically enough for some. Lisa Phillip of member station WUNC reports on what some moms and educators in North Carolina are doing about it.
Let's read from Brotherly Love.
Years ago, librarian Judy Allen Dodson was reading to her kids.
And my son said, "Mommy, how come I don't see any children that look like me in there?" And I said, "You know what? I'm going to write you that story."
A decade ago, the Raleigh, North Carolina mom began work on a kid's chapter book. She just submitted Micah's Magic to publishers. It's about a black boy who time travels with his friends to 1930s Chicago, where they meet the first all-black professional basketball team.
My children are avid readers, but they don't see themselves. And that works on your psyche, your spirit.
A quarter of children's books published last year feature non-white characters. That's according to a report from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Only half of American kids are white.
For all children, whether that be children of color, whether that be children that may have a disability, they just want to feel normal and see themselves.
Next month, Dodson is co-hosting a symposium for children's authors and illustrators of color. They'll discuss why diversity matters, not just in characters, but among creators, too. Kelly Starling Lyons is one of those creators. She's a Raleigh-based children's writer and co-host of the symposium.
So you'll see more books that have a brown face in a crowd or even, you know, a brown child on the cover. But then when you look and you see who wrote the book or is there any cultural authenticity to the story, then sometimes that's lacking.
Minority authors penned 15% of children's literature published last year. That's according to the UW-Madison report. Paletta Brown Bracey is a scholar of children's literature at NC Central University.
People of color are writing, but people of color are not getting published as much as they should be getting published.
She says minority authors hit stumbling blocks in the publishing industry, a business in which 4 out of 5 employees are white. Nearly 9 out of 10 executives are white.
That poses a conflict sometimes for people of color who are working with white editors who don't have the same level of appreciation for the culture.
Bracey says change needs to come from the industry side. Lyon says it has to come from the parent side, too.
Judy and I are moms first. If we want to have those books for our kids, we can't just leave it to the publishers. Or we have to also be advocates and activists. And it doesn't have to be holding a picket sign per se. It can be little things. Your dollar speaks really loudly.
If I can find it, I will show you.
7-year-old Amia Bird is searching the children's section at a Southeast Raleigh Public Library branch. She's looking for one book in particular she likes.
When's my birthday? Because it
Amia's mom, Kia, says she's made a point of buying kids' books that represent their family's culture and the black experience.
Because she's going to get a lot of everything else outside of home, so we wanted her to know that there are people that look like her that have had similar experiences to her that are doing extraordinary things.
Amia certainly appreciates it.
It's important for us to have books that tell us, hey, it's okay to be who you are. You can stand out. You can do what you want to do.
And maybe even become a published children's book author one day. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Phillip.